Today on October 7th, Kingston author Jamal Saeed has released his new book, Princess Nai and Other Stories. Saeed spent 12 years as a prisoner of conscience in Syria before being invited to Canada to settle here in Kingston. His first book, My Road from Damascus, was shortlisted for the Hillary Weston Prize for Nonfiction, and his latest work continues to build on that legacy. Jamal wrote the stories in this collection during different stages in his life, but most originated during his imprisonment. Blending lived experience with imagination, Saeed's stories explore how love, justice, freedom, and beauty endure. I sat down with Jamal to talk about the new collection and how storytelling can survive and even thrive in all places. To start us off, I was wondering if you could just tell us a bit about Princess Nai and Other Stories and how this collection came together.
Well, actually, I wrote these stories in different stages in my life. I started writing stories when I was in prison. I was a prisoner of conscience, as you know. And I collect these stories for a long time and choose some of them. 8 stories were written in prison, and some of them were written, 2 in Canada and the others after I was released. Anyway, actually, I could find a publisher through my agent. ECW accepted to publish these stories. And things went smoothly. Actually, the publisher sent me a very, very encouraging email. And we didn't change a lot. I think I changed only a sentence at the end of one story. And they published as they were written. Some of them was written about 2 years ago and some about 40 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, I guess kind of starting from those earlier stories that you wrote, what role did writing play for you?
Well, actually, when I was 17 years old, I wanted to change the world. And then we organized ourselves, some teenagers, and we started writing pamphlets, and we started writing poems or stories or whatever. And then the intelligence raided our house, and then I could escape at the time. I spent about hiding about 2 years and a half hiding, and then I was arrested. And this is why, for political issues, actually, we were with the women rights, human rights, the right of expression, social justice, freedom. Yeah. And you know, the teenager think that it's easy to change the world. But after 40, I find it difficult sometimes to change my pants.
And what kind of role has writing played in your life throughout all of this, from starting when you were just 17 all the way to writing while you're here in Canada?
Well, actually, I love art and literature. This is the first point. And I read a lot. When I was a child, I could note that some people, like my mom, tell the story in a charming way, while my dad tell it as if he is read the news in the TV. So many times I asked my mom to tell the story, not my dad. Yeah. And later, when I was 14, I was fond of books. And the first man who affected me was Anton Chekhov. He's a short story writer, great short story writer from my point of view. And I started to read for international writers who were translated into Arabic at the time. My English was not good enough to read a book in English. And I didn't have, at the time, I have only Arabic. Anyway, I read a lot of books and notice how people tell stories. I start to note, and I start to catch the stories surrounding me and re-tell myself this story. I told myself the stories again and again. as if I am writing. And actually, this bad habit is still with me up till now. I think that every story I wrote deliver a kind of idea or aim or whatever for the reader. And sometimes I feel that the art of telling stories is so attractive for me. Yeah. To describe what's happened in some way. I try to find the deepest angle. The difference between my stories could be seen. In prison, I imagined a lot. I didn't write about the prison. I write about the people outside of the prison as I imagined them. Out of prison, I wrote about prison and bad things. But at the time I had, let me see, the experience was, I had enough distance of that experience to judge it. Yeah, this is the idea I want to tell. In Canada, something inside me from the Middle East get up again, wake up. And I wrote about something happened in the area I was born. I was lived in Syria 55 years continuously. So it's not easy to forget many things. And the good thing in Canada, I'm free to write whatever I want. Nobody is going to arrest me.
And how did living in Kingston, I mean, you've been writing and living in Kingston for quite a while now. How has that impacted your writing?
Well, actually, at the very beginning, I felt that I'm a newcomer to a new world. After a short time, I felt that, okay, it's bad weather, not so good weather, but very warm people. After a short time, after 3 months or less, I felt that, okay, people draw the borders, or the history, the political wars draw borders in the world. And the earth is a good place for people everywhere to live. It's good homeland for me. I can live wherever I want wherever I can in the world. So the Lake Ontario was very, very important element in my and my writing, and in the healing me, and then it's a great character. And beside it, I find a lot of characters. Yeah, I didn't talk with them, but I imagine something. For example, a lady walks with a dog. I feel that the dog is a guard for his lonely. She is alone. And he's not a friend. He's a guard of a lady who is living alone. And I feel that she tried a lot of things in her life. But now her face, like the face of the man who is gambling. No expression. She's alone so much. She didn't express anything. I didn't find that before. And this actually, it was a kind of inspiration. I watched her many times from a distance. Many people say hello. She didn't say hello. But I sympathized so much with her. And then I judged the situation, and then I have a subject matter to write about.
This is really adding to my people watching. I'm going to start making stories in my head when I'm by Lake Ontario.
Actually, many times for the newcomers to Canada, they have to compare between two things. I'll tell you something funny. My dad, for example, if my dad came to Canada, he will say, what is it? They grow grass not to feed their cows or sheep or goats, and then they cut it to grow it again. Where's the fruits? Where are the vegetables? Why? Because that man actually dig the rocks and bring soil to the rocks to plant a piece of tomato, for example, or some seedling. This is why he'll be astonished. My mom will be astonished because old ladies put a kind of rouge on their lips or they do some makeup, while the young girls didn't do that. This is the opposite of my country. So, as you see, there are many ironies, many differences, many which inspire anybody to say something, if not writing a story, to chat about it with the others.
For sure. And how does this collection of short stories kind of build on your memoir or diverge from that?
Well, before I published these short stories, I published a book. It is my memoir. And it's the same publisher published it. And the title is My Road from Damascus. My Road from Damascus to Canada, actually. Yeah. And of course, many times I feel that the child inside me, the child that I was one day, is getting up and say something. The teenager I was getting up and say something. So, at the same time, as I told you before, I lived a long time in Syria. I didn't get to any country else. So I know the dust in Syria. I know the stones, the trees, the streets, the people, the clouds, everything. And then sometimes I compare a cloud by a cloud. I compare a grass by a grass, a bird by a bird. Robin, for example, in Canada, I think it's a European one, is a big comparing with robin in Syria. The robin in Syria is small. And so on. So sometimes I compare how to be activist in Canada. The tax is zero. And being activist in Syria, the tax is 12 years in prison. Yeah. Many, many things. Comparing is one thing. The other thing, actually, sometimes I catch some food which looks like the food that my mom did in Syria. Or I catch some fruits or whatever in the stores, exactly like the fruits my dad brought to us. So, you know, the past, wake up and go step by step with the present. This is in writing and chatting and whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you hope that Kingston readers, as well as others, perhaps around the world, take away from this new collection of stories that you're releasing?
Well, actually, I'd like they enjoy the goals of the story, the imagination of the writer, the way of building a story, the art of telling stories. I'd like them to discuss me, not agree with me, discuss me about love, freedom, hope, upset, the strengths of a human being, the weakness of a human being, and all the topics which are here and there in the stories. The stories show, doesn't tell. But the smart reader is going to catch me and find my attitude. I don't say that. Be with love, be with freedom. No. I tell some story. And the Kingston, not the Kingston's reader, any reader, is going to conclude something. For me, I love the Kingston reader to read them. They will find one of their citizens and how he is transformed What is transformed in his mind between when after coming to Kingston? Now I'm writing about my experience in Kingston. Now, as I told you before, I have enough distance to judge this experience. Yeah. So really, I start writing about different aspects of the city, of the people, of the neighbors, of the dogs. Yeah. In this, I'm introducing myself in the two books, My Road from Damascus and The Princess Nye, the collection of short stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's kind of next for you? Are you already finding inspiration by more characters in Kingston, or are you moving on to other things? What do you think is next for you in your writing?
Well, actually, in Kingston, I have many things that inspired me to first to think about the city and then to write about it. The first thing that was so attractive, the old people in Kingston, old people and dogs in the streets, old people in the stores. The second thing in Kingston that inspired me a lot is the young people who came to Queen's University and moving, they remind me of myself when I was 20 or 21 or 17 or 18 or something like that. I love they are discussing each other. I didn't understand what they are saying because they are far and my hearing is not great. But I love that. It's life. It's so lovely. The other thing that may inspire everybody in Kingston and maybe in Canada is the colors of the fall. Charming colors, unbelievable. I love them so much. But you know, actually I'm interested in people more than the nature. I'm interested in a man or in a desert. But the sitting in Canada, the place and the time, also inspire everybody. Maybe to write poems. Maybe to write something like he want to take the colors, just the colors, and make the colors a kind of a dress for his daughter or his beloved or his mom, I don't know, or maybe for himself.
I love that. I'm going to be thinking about that all fall now when the leaves change. And rewinding a bit, what about the dogs stood out to you? Because that was the first thing you mentioned.
Well, I'll tell you something also happened in Kingston. When I was a child, a dog bite me. Then after that, I had a kind of trauma or phobia. When I find a dog on the left side of the road, I go to the right side. That's all. When I came to Kingston, the apartment they rented for me, my sponsors rented for me, was not ready. It need painting or fixing some doors, I don't know. So the head of the committee of writers in Kingston, who sponsored me, got me in his house. I got to his house with my family. There's a dog in the house. And the dog wanted to welcome us. And then she wanted to jump on me. I feel that. Okay, my wife knew that my relation with the dog is not so much good. So she tried to take the portion of welcoming of me. When we get inside, when we sat in the living room, the dog always followed me. If I sit on the chair, he comes to the chair. On the sofa, she comes to the sofa. Then after 2 or 3 days, I start to put my hand on her head, and after 5 days, I can walk with it. And after we went to our apartment, our friends sometimes, you know, travel to Ottawa or to someplace. They brought it to me to go with her. So Morrig, this is the name of the dog, actually Morrig healed me. This is my own story. The other thing, it gives me a lot to see people take care of animals. It's a good thing. I love that. They have enough time, enough money, enough room or enough space in their houses. Then they have friends. Not only people, and also animals. For me, up till now, the friendliness of people is the most important. Yeah, I love people so much. But also I love the other creatures, especially the birds.
And so your release is coming up next week, I believe. How are you feeling walking into that and finally releasing these stories?
Well, actually, I was very excited, and I was, you know, grateful toward ECW and my friends who helped me to find an agent at the very beginning, who helped me to find a kind of a place to write or a time to write. I felt that, okay, this is a new bridge between me and the people around me, and maybe the people in different places, in different places in Canada, or I hope that in different places in the world. But I don't know. I love this kind of bridge. Many times, you know, we love a singer, we don't meet him. For me, when I was young and up till now, I love many writers. I love them. I don't know them. I know them through their works, their stories, and their... So I'm so excited that I have a bridge between me and the others. Many times, actually, I wrote that in my memoir. Many times I feel that I have a lot of friends all over the world. There's a small problem. I didn't meet them. Or I can't meet them all. And in this way, I may meet more friends, more people. Yeah, this is the other thing, you know. Actually, to feel that you publish a book and you convince that this book is not bad, you feel that it's it worth to be read. Yeah, in this case, you feel as if you do something good. You know, in the seventh day, the creature said, that's good. And the writers and musicians and the filmmakers and all, the good thing to say, that's good after they finish this work, their work, or after they introduce it to the world.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there you had lots of friends to help you along the way. Did you kind of embed yourself in the Kingston writer scene, or did you just have some supportive friends who were like, we'll help you with whatever you want to do?
Well, in Kingston, first of all, we came to Kingston, me and my family, and sponsored by a committee of writers in Kingston who wanted to sponsor a Syrian writer with his family. Second, actually, I could meet many writers in Kingston and read their works and write an article about one of them. And later, actually, I was a guest in Kingston Writers Festival 2 times, And later, I became a member in the board of Kingston Writers Festival. And all of that was, for me, a great experience. And all of that because I wrote something here. Yeah. And I discussed with some of them some issues about Canada in general, economy, justice, political issues, social issues, yeah. And I felt that after every discussion, they inspired me, yeah. They give me something to know where am I living and how to continue, how to write, how to deal with, how, yeah. I was helped a lot. I didn't ask anybody for any kind of help, suppose having a book or telling something about the history of the city, the history of literature and art in the city. Yeah. Everybody gave me enough time and enough information or the thing I wanted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how can folks, both locally and beyond, connect with you as you release this book and get the book for themselves?
Well, actually, in the neighborhood, I have at the very beginning 20 copies of every book I published here. Up till now, I published 4 books, 2 sharing somebody else in writing and 2 by myself. I wrote them. I gave some books to the neighborhood or to the neighbors and to some friends. And many friends tell the others. Novel Idea actually brought the books, and the books are available, and this is the most important thing, in the library. Yeah, I love that. And I felt that it's a great thing for me to find my book in the library and everybody can have it without paying money. Yeah. Some friends contact me and asked me to go to some place and speak about the book or whatever. And there's some ladies in Kingston make a kind of club. And I actually was so astonished and loved talking with them about my experience in writing and in life. Yeah. Many people actually sent me emails. Some of them told me that we read your book and thank you for it. They said good words. In general, the Canadian people are so polite. Always they say, awesome. Oh, I love it.
It is our reputation. Once again, that was local author Jamal Saeed on his latest release, Princess Nye and Other Stories, out now. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.